You're listening to Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. It's the season for ice skating in New York City. And when you think about skating in New York, one image probably comes to mind, the rink at Rockefeller Center. But New Yorkers have lots of great options, and some of them have much lower prices and fewer crowds. Here with a roundup of some of the best places to skate in New York is Gothamist photographer Scott Lynch. Scott, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Good to see you.
With the Rockefeller Center tree lighting ceremony coming up on Wednesday, I'm guessing the rush to crowd onto the ice at the city's most famous rink will only increase. What are the pros and cons of hitting the ice there?
Yeah, well, the Rock Center ice skating, you know, experience is like sort of like a bucket list kind of night. You go there, especially after the tree gets lit and it's all up and they've got all that holiday music playing and you got all those out-of-town tourists skating around. It just feels like, it really feels like, you know, Midtown, New York City, Christmas time. You know, the downside is that, one, the rink is actually pretty small, so you can't really work up any speed over there. It also can cost over $50 just to get out on the ice, depending on when you go. The closer you get to Christmas, the more expensive it is.
You just published an extensive guide to outdoor skating in New York City on Gothamist. Can you tell us about a few of your favorite spots?
Yeah, well, the Riverbank State Park up in Washington Heights, which sort of juts out over the Hudson River. It's that park that was built on top of the sewage treatment facility in the early 90s. That has a great rink. It's really big. It's very inexpensive. It's just like $5 for adults to get out there and skate. Another advantage to it is that it has like a roof. It is open air, so the sides are all open, but there is a roof which keeps things a little cozy. And obviously, if it's like, you know, a little bit rainy or whatever, you are protected. The big news this year, too, is Woolman is back. Woolman Rink, renamed, you know, back to its old name as well.
This is in Central Park.
Yeah, in Central Park, in sort of the southeast corner of Central Park. So it's right near the plaza and all that kind of like lower Central Park, iconic New York stuff.
And when you say back to its original name, you mean that the Trump Association has been removed?
Correct. It's under new management. It's been around for 71 years, this rink. It's back to being called Woolman. They redid all the interior as well. So the cafe is new and stuff like that. The biggest advantage here is that it's probably the largest outdoor rink in the city. So if you really want to do some skating, this is the place to do it.
Okay, so you could really have room to move here. What's next?
The other big one in Manhattan is the one at Bryant Park, which still remains free. You do have to sign up in advance now due to the pandemic. It's all timed entry. All these rinks, by the way, are timed entry. It's kind of shrunk the size of the rink there a little bit over the years to make more room for the, you know, they've got this sprawling kind of like complex of gift shops, food stalls, and like bars.
Commerce is encroaching on the ice there.
Exactly. But it is still, you know, it's substantially sized. And also that just, you know, talk about feeling Christmassy. They call it the Winter Village, and it really feels like New York City holiday season. It is very crowded there, not only on the ice, but all surrounding the ice, which is either, you know, festive feeling or slightly unnerving.
I know you said you need a reservation. What happens if you just show up? Can you get in?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they'll always take you if they're not full in those time slots. But yes, all these places now are asking for, you know, sign up online, reserve your spot. It's like hour-long spots, and, you know, because they're trying to reduce capacity on the ice in all these places.
And be prepared, because at most spots, not only is there a cost for getting on the ice, you might also have to rent skates and a locker. What should a family expect to pay?
Yeah, well, yeah, like I said, it really varies. Like up at Riverbank, you could pay as little as $5 for adults, $3 for kids, $6 for rentals. That's definitely the cheapest one. And then some places, skate rentals can run you as high as $45.
How about the best non-ice skating things to do at skating rinks? Who has the best food and hot chocolate? And what if you just want to watch and take in the magical scene? Who has the best people-watching spot?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Okay, so over at Industry City in Sunset Park, is definitely, they have this like dinky rink. It's definitely the smallest rink in town. So you don't really go there for the skating. But Industry City is like, it's popping these days. There's lots of really good restaurants right around there and bars within that, you know, multi-building, multi-block complex.
And that's Industry City in Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
There's a lot of people out there. They did a really good job of making all the little courtyards feel really festive. A lot of really good food. Another thing to consider is Brookfield Place in Battery Park City. They have a rink down there. That's also right near, you know, the food court. And they have a new rink that's going up in Manhattan West. And that's right next to the new Daily Provisions, which has some of the best pastries in town.
Do you have room to kind of sit back and take in the whole scene? Or are you going to be fighting crowds just to even get a peek at the ice?
Although, as I mentioned, there's plenty of room to spread out. Another really good place to spread out would be at the LaFrac Center at Lakeside in Prospect Park, which actually has two outdoor rinks. They have all these chairs and tables set up, you know, all surrounding the ice. And it's very chill. It's a very low-key scene over there. It's like Woman Rink will charge you a spectator fee just to get close to the ice. Although you can sit on what they call the overlook and look down at the ice for free. But if you want to get up close to the ice, if you want to get into the actual complex at Woman Rink, even if you're not skating, you have to pay a fee.
How much does that fee run?
$6.
And what about you, Scott? Are you sharpening your skates and getting ready to hit the ice? Or do you keep a distance, just take the photos?
No, I get on the ice a couple times a year. I'm not very good. And, you know, these ankles are not getting any younger. But, you know, it is definitely fun to do. You know, and I prefer, if I'm going to do it, though, I definitely prefer like a real iconic experience. So I'll probably hit Woman this year just to check it out.
Okay. And if you didn't catch all of that while we're talking about it right now, you can see Scott's complete guide to outdoor skating in New York City at Gothamist.com. Scott Lynch, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to be here.
And is it okay with you if we hear some more of skating from the Charlie Brown Christmas special? This is courtesy of the Vince Guaraldi Trio. I can't resist.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's one of the all-time great Christmas specials. Go right ahead.
Okay. Scott Lynch will allow it. Thank you, Scott.